This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the travel advisory for Americans. And I don't see North Korea on this list, strangely enough.
Yeah, that was one of the top stories on CBS News today, and I'm not sure why. It was above the fold, per se.
Well, I think it's probably because of what happened in the Dominican Republic with, or what didn't, what we...
Well, we don't know what happened.
Let's be honest. We don't know. But would anybody care to guess some of the countries? Now, again, North Korea is not on the list, maybe because it only goes level 1 through level 4, and North Korea would be level 5.
And do not
it's
enter.
An assumption that yeah. they're, yeah.
I don't see Afghanistan on this list either. This list is incomplete. I wouldn't go to Afghanistan.
I think it's including countries that you might want to travel to.
Oh, okay.
Not
like,
ones that...
Like Syria, which is a level 4?
Well, that I don't think that falls under might want to travel to.
Turks and Caicos is listed as a level 2. I have been to Turks.
Scott,
it is lovely.
Scott, I'm telling you, there has been a lot of crime there. There's been a lot of crime in the news there. I have read about sex assaults. I'm telling you, I will do Europe. I don't know that I'm ever going Dominican or Turks or Mexico. I've told you I'm done with that phase of my life.
I'll be in Mexico next month. I can't wait. South Sudan is a level 4. Do not travel.
Okay.
Had no intention. Samoa, which is right next to American Samoa in the Pacific, is a level 1. Just
story
be careful.
That I just pulled up about Turks and Caicos mentions the number of people who went there, accidentally had something in their bag, and were convicted
like
to
the
10
ammunition.
Years in prison because of it.
Ammunition.
It does not specify any other reason other than... You're dumb, you brought bullets, and now the U.S. is going to have to come get you.
So you have never been to Europe, Dana Wright.
Nope, cannot wait. It's
and
on my
you
list.
Have said that maybe 2025 is the year. Where would you go?
We have shifted to 2027.
Okay.
We are going to watch the Ryder Cup when it is over there. And I believe
and that is in Scotland?
That will be in... I want to do all of them. I want to do like a Scotland, Ireland, Italy. Aren't they all kind of right there?
So you're going to
do all of them.
2 months off?
You could, but this is going to be a 2 to 3 week vacation if you put Italy in that.
If you go to a golf match, then yeah, that's going to take up most of your time.
It
You're going to miss most of Europe.
Limerick, and I thought Limerick was a book. It is in Limerick, Ireland.
Yeah.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
And it's in County what? Is it in County Cork?
I don't know.
A limerick is a 5-line poem.
We're aware.
With a specific rhyme scheme. A, A, B, B, A.
C. Oh, I thought it was A, A, or A, B, A, B, C.
A, and it's an actual place.
My dad had a book B-B-A. Of limericks when I was little, and I was not allowed to read it.
Because they were dirty.
Some of them were naughty.
Okay.
Very naughty. Yeah, I want to do all
so
of those
gonna,
over there.
Well, you can't put Italy in there if you're going to go to
Ireland. Probably Ireland will just be Ireland.
And Limerick is in Munster.
Yeah, Munster.
It's in County Munster.
A fun fact, also a cheese.
Which, by the way, in Ireland, they put the word county in front, not in the back.
I love it.
So you live in Johnson County. Over there, you would live in County Johnson.
Have you been? Really?
Read the orders.
Read them and understand them.
Read them and understand
them. Have you been to Ireland?
I have never been to Ireland. And keep in mind, in a dream, I used to live over there, but it was only in a dream. And you couldn't go to Eastern Europe. Well, you could, but if your dad was in the army, be very careful. So the only place I ever went in a dream was to East Germany. I never got to go to Czechoslovakia or Poland or any of those places. But so I think in my 3 years there in a dream, I think I went to 16 different countries. Ireland, sadly, was not one of them. Neither was Portugal. And I always wanted to go there, too.
You do know that nobody ever said that you can't mention that you lived in Germany.
She did. Watch the interview we did with Frank Bull.
You said that, Dana?
I didn't specifically say that.
That is a lie.
It was inferred.
No, it was not inferred. It was implied.
Okay.
She says, and accurately so, at one point we go to break, and she says, enough. Enough is enough about talking about Germany. I don't want to hear that ever again.
It was only 3 years of your life, and I do feel like a solid 74% of your stories start with when I was in Germany.
And I'll explain that right now. Tell everybody, your oldest daughter is currently enjoying a wonderful trip overseas in the country of Jordan.
My daughter is in Jordan.
And what has she told you about her less than 1 week there?
It has been the most transformative, amazing, life-changing experience of her entire life.
That is what I would say about the 3 years that I spent over there. It literally changed my life.
I spent 2 weeks in Bulgaria, and it was awesome.
Did you love it, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
She is, we're going to do this on the air, and you don't even know this yet, Scott, because I was DMing with them today. She is with a young man who is from the Kansas City area who takes groups of young people all over the world. He is a world traveler. I believe he's 24 years old. He's around Jack's age. And when they get back, he has another two trips back to back. I think one of them is Afghanistan.
Ooh.
And then he will come back. And I said, will you come on our program and talk about like how you had the idea to do this? Why are you doing this? And he is so excited to come on the show. I just found that out this afternoon before I came into work.
Happy to talk to him.
Dana, I do think young people, it is life-changing for young people to see the world.
Travel is one of the most important things you could do for yourself, to leave these shores and go explore and see real people and how they live and history and geography and all that. But I would recommend, if you're going to go to the Ryder Cup, have a couple of different trips.
Yes.
So you can focus on the golf and everything around that geographically, and then take a trip to Europe.
And see the rest of it.
And actually see
Be on the continent where you can take trains and
to go France and Italy.
I don't think we can't do all of it, Dan. Here's why. The Ryder Cup, we would go for 1 day. Those tickets are so expensive and so hard to come by. It would be a 1 day thing.
Okay.
How long are we going
to
be there?
Well, how long do you think you have to go to someplace like that? Bridge a weekend and 10 days. That's what I'm saying. I would do like Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday.
Honestly, and I am not going to give you any advice because I don't want to.
Wow. At least he's honest.
But, you know, for her graduation gift from her mom, wanted to do Spain, France, Holland, and England. And
that's a lot.
And they were going for 9 days. I said, babe, you've got to cut two of those out.
Yeah.
Cut two out. The problem with going to Europe is, while it is much smaller than the United States, Western Europe at least.
The countries are.
Yeah. Everybody thinks they can hit it all in 1 week. You cannot hit it all in 1 week.
Like Europe is one place.
Like if I were to do Rome again, and I've done Rome three times, you need no fewer than 4 days in Rome.
Just to go to Rome.
Just Rome alone is a four-day trip.
You've got travel, then adjustment, then your first destination, and then, we're already at 3.5
you've
days.
You got to factor in travel days.
Yeah.
So, for example.
And you want to enjoy it while you're there, and you don't feel like you're rushing from point A to point B like a crazy person.
So if you were, let's say you said, I want to do Paris and Rome.
Yeah.
Right? I want to see Paris, and I want to see Rome. whatever you do, go ahead and completely knock out an entire day, because that's what the train is going to be from Paris to Rome. It's an entire day.
One of the reels I saw this morning, you know how much I love Nate Bargatze and his comedy. He makes this joke. He goes, so we went to Europe. It's old. That place has been around a lot long. Like, you leave here, and he goes, you go over there, and it's, wow. Like, it's old.
Mm-hmm. But that would be like somebody from the UK saying, I'm going to go to the US, and I'm going to hit all 50 states in 1 week.
Right.
Okay, yeah, right, you are.
Where you would say, okay, like, go to California, or go to New York, or go to, you know, pick another one, Florida or something. It's sort of similar, right?
You got to be very targeted with what you want to see. If you want to touch France and touch Italy, okay, that can be done. But you're only going to have 3 hours to do that before
you have
to leave.
I'll tell you this. I would not do it without a travel agent for the first, like,
absolutely
100%
not.
Someone. Because I had a friend go over there because her daughter plays volleyball over there, a very good friend of mine. And she was able to plan that entire trip on her own. And I looked at her and I said, I don't know how you did it. I'm proud of you.
I'll give you my travel agent. Yeah. She's the best in
the
business.
You know me. I need to just be told, this is where you show up and this is what you're going to do. Is that it? Oh my gosh, let me hear
it. Go ahead.
This entire conversation has sounded very Western Shawnee.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.